EGF Kyle High in studio with you this morning, and we have in studio with us from the Boys and Girls Club of Southeast Kansas, we have a Griff Walker. Good morning, Griff. How are you doing this morning?
Great. It's good to be here this morning, sir.
Absolutely. It's great to have you in. We were talking a little bit off air before we get into everything, the club used to be called the Boys and Girls Club of Coffeyville, but now it's Southeast Kansas because you guys just serve in a massive area.
Yes, that was the focus of our name change, was to be able to serve more kids and then also be able to partner with other communities. And then when those communities come on, then they can start clubs in their name. So say, for instance, if Boys and Girls Club of Caney was to start Caney, Kansas, there'd be Boys and Girls Club of Caney, Kansas. And then we would start a division here, Boys and Girls Club of Coffeyville, which would be under the umbrella of Boys and Girls Club of Southeast Kansas.
And you were also talking about, also off air, how this club, this Boys and Girls Club, was the very first one in the state of Kansas.
Yes, it was. It's been really cool to find that information out. I've been hunting it down for the last, I'd say 5 years. My first year, 5 years of Boys and Girls Club was just learning the job. Then my second 5 years was like, man, it seems like some of our information is dating back into the 1950s. And so then I went through bylaws and I went through the minutes and started reviewing those minutes. And I come to the conclusion, you know, I was like, man, it's before 1950. So I spoke with National and they had some board notes and some bylaws that stated that we started our club in 1931.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I was like blown off my feet. I was like, so Coffeyville was ahead of the initiative for the entire state of Kansas. So that was telling how booming we were in the 1930s to, you know, the 1960s in there, until we kind of, you know, people started moving away and business moved out. But, you know, we were ahead of the game.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's just awesome to know that.
Well, and then it was the only one in the state for a while before the one got established in Topeka, correct?
Correct. Looking at our notes, meeting with National, and it was confirmed that 1957 was the next club, which was in Topeka, Kansas.
Man.
And I was like, man, the big city of Topeka, capital, 20 years behind Coffeyville. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. That's one claim to fame we can knock her down.
Absolutely. We were ahead of the curve there.
Ahead of the curve, man. We knew about take care of youth.
And like we said, you know, the name, just a slight name change because the guys serve a huge area. Obviously, there's one in Bartlesville, but of course, that's Oklahoma. That's a, you know, quite a bit different. But you guys serve a huge swath of southeastern Kansas, you know, including, you know, Independence, yeah, Cherryville, Caney, and just all those areas. And it's just, I mean, you guys do a great job out there.
Man, it's growing and growing. But, you know, there's one thing that I like people to know about, and that's the tradition of when we go back to the oldest club and the times and Bub Angleton. His name is Don Bub Angleton. He's a long, long member of Coffeyville. He owned a business here, Pig Stand. He owned Speedy Mark. As a kid growing up, I remember going into those fine establishments, and I never knew over the course of years that Bub was a Boys and Girls Club member because nobody ever identified it. And so he'd always say, man, I used to box at the club. I boxed at the club.
Oh,
and
nice.
I was like, what? So I started looking into notes. I started looking into pictures when I was going through the process of figuring out how old our club was, and I seen this picture. There was this sharp, dazzled out young man all suited up, ready to go, and his pitcher with his boxing gloves on. And Bub's been my neighbor for years. I finally went to him and I was like, Bub, when did you start club? And he was like, well, I started back in 1936. And I was like, do you know you're one of the longest standing members for Boys and Girls Club of Coffeyville? And he was like, what? I was like, yeah, we didn't start till 1931. So Bub's still here. We recognized him about a week ago. And just to, you know, some knowledge and tips for the community. You know, if you see Bub, man, tell him congratulations, because he was part of a movement that a lot of people don't really understand the impact of it. And Bub was one of the founding fathers of that. So that's really cool to know that we have one of the founding fathers here. And probably, if we look at it, one of the oldest living members in the state of Kansas.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. But that's pretty awesome, though. So congratulations to Bub for, you know, being one of the founding members, man. So anyway, there is a couple of things you guys have going on. One of the things that's going on, this is what's great. I heard this the other day. You guys are doing Shop with a Cop, and they were saying like they were doing one in Bartlesville, but they only had like 50 show up. But this one has a massive amount doing the Shop with the Cop. Right? Am I right?
Oh man, you're correct. It's been awesome over the years to get the support of the community, and to be able to put this event on. And Walmart has just opened their doors to us. You know, a lot of people say, well, what's Walmart's buy into this? You know, this year they did over 3,000 of the funding to make sure these kids would go shopping. But those numbers that we connect in with, you know, we're looking at probably serving about 200 kids on Tuesday at about $50 a kid. So you're looking at about 10 grand going through that. And then we're going Independence on, or we're going Tuesday, we're in Independence, and then we're going to serve in Independence 50 kids.
Wow.
So this is our first year stretching out to Independence to do it. So in 2 days, we're going to push about 250 kids through Walmart at $50 a kid.
That's amazing. Yes. Man, that's a lot of kids. And like I was saying, you know, they did 50 in Bartlesville, but Coffeyville, smaller. But, man, you guys are kicking it out there. And then you're going to Independence, another 50 there. Right. 250 kids within a two-day stretch that they may not have Christmas. They'll be able to have something for Christmas.
Man, it's a blessing to be able to do that. Couldn't do it without Coffeyville. I mean, we have our local businesses that have been involved with it, the foundations, all our match days and things like that, and individual giving. But, you know, this is just an event that's been recognized at the After School Alliance in Washington, D.C. for one of Kansas's prominent partnerships with COPS, building relationships with kids. So it was an article there. It's really got a lot of national exposure that, you know, a lot of people in Coffeyville don't really think about. And they just think, you know, oh, man, that's a good event. But they don't know how we've impacted national statistics, national efforts, national relationships. I mean, it's been really cool, man, to be able to create that and partner and still have it here.
Absolutely. Again, once again, we're ahead of the curve again.
Man,
so
head of it, brother.
And there are several projects you guys are involved in right now, the Boys and Girls Club of Southeast Kansas. Can you talk about a few of those programs that you guys are up to?
Yes. Real quick, I'd like to talk about a new program we started this year, and it's for our club members. We felt that we wanted to become more one-on-one with our parents, and we want to build relationships with our parents so that they can go out and spread positive things about our club. And we, in those meetings, we talk about how the club's impacting, what services the club's offering. Then we also ask, how can we improve our services? So one thing we did within that communication line is we added an app, which is called the Remind app. And so parents can get updates on their kids, what their kids are doing. They can also text us back. And while they're texting us back, they can also sign up for an app to be able to text ahead to pick their kid up from club so that their kid's not, you know, playing when they get there, because parents got things to do too.
Right.
But we want to make sure the parents keep the kids in the programs. So we're trying to work with them and figure out the best way that we can provide a product that will allow their child to be served better and them better as well. So that's one awesome cool thing that we have now. And we also do our, moving forward, we also have a thing called BG Club Life. And BG Club Life is something we started this year, and we do it quarterly. So we do once a quarter. And we bring the families in. We have an activity there for them. We talk about certain things that is impacting if we want to do future goals of funding campaigns, if we want to do future goals of how we can reduce our memberships or whatever it may be. But BG Club Life is just a chance for the parents to come in. We have times where the parents can go into Vegas time, and that's what, you know, what we talk about in that room stays in that room. And they can talk about whatever it may be, but it's just a chance for parents to let loose. You know, it may not even be connected to the Boys and Girls Club. It may be my rent. It may be my, you know, it's just, and they love it. We love it. But the good thing about it is BG Life stands for leading individuals forward every day. And so that's what we promote there at the club, is figuring out how we're going to impact more people and serve more people moving forward. And I think those are two key projects that we got out right now that have impacted more kids in the last few months and families. And it also connects us with those families with family engagement.
Absolutely. And like you said, the thing that stays in there. Man. Everybody needs that occasionally just to be able to let loose and then be like, okay, I feel better now.
Yeah. So, and then they get a good meal afterwards. We feed them every night. They're like, man, I got to let loose. I got to cook tonight.
get the food in my tummy. So, so that's always a good thing. And you guys are looking ahead. There's a few more things you're looking forward to in 2020. You guys are just, you're just on the ball.
Well, we're getting there. One thing is I got to say in 2020 is thank you to my new board members that we have. Ashley Tapman's our board chair, and Lakeisha Johnson with the chamber is our vice president. They have been wonderful. We've put in new policies for this year. We went back in and updated our policies in our financial areas. And then we did all new background checks across the staff, and we're going to do that every 3 years, which is going to be a big, you know, expense. But it's a good expense.
Absolutely.
And so we really want to keep the community up on gauge of, you know, getting out and supporting us, because background checks aren't cheap. You're looking at $50 times 27 people, and then you got to do your, you know, $2 online. So you're looking at close to $3,000, $4,000 that you're going to have in background checks every 3 years.
Right.
The next thing that we're really doing that is tying into us and connecting us into the public is we want to try to reduce our fees each year moving forward with the support of the community. And right now we're charging about $360 a year for a kid to go to club. It breaks down about $85 a semester. And we figure if we're able to get it down to 40 kids, $40 a year, we would go from serving 200 kids a day to over 400 kids a day.
That'd be amazing.
Amazing. So that's what our goal is. And part of that goal is, you know, advertising. We want to increase our advertisement. We want to get more solid board members. We want to connect with more individuals, because right now we have $350,000 in our budget. And of that $350,000, it is grant funded. 86% of that is grant funded. 14% is individual giving. And to me, when you have a program that serves more kids than any other program in town or any other program in this area a day, we got to get more individual giving coming in, because you can't depend on grants.
Right.
So our focus moving forward is figuring out how we can create effective ways so that parents can have cheap day, well, not cheap daycare, but have cheap services for their children after school every day that's dependable. And I figure we save parents right now at $360 a year. We save them over $450,000 a year.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. That is a huge amount right there.
Yes, that's a huge amount. So, and if we dropped it down to $40, you know, it almost triples.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And then that's more money we can put back into Coffeyville. So, you know, that's why I'm figuring, you know, if we make this investment into our children, and that is now, then parents will be able to go down to the local vendor and say, hey, I want to replace this, you know, plumbing in my house. You know, that money stays local. And the cool thing about right now, what I said before, is the last 4 years, we've had over $350,000 worth of grants that come in this town. And in the month of June and July, our payroll was close to $100,000.
Wow.
But considering that money was out of town, that was new money that was brought into Coffeyville. So it wasn't like a lot of donors was spending their pocket money that they had. No, the Boys and Girls Club actually brought in over $350,000 for the last 3 years of our grant cycle. And we have two more years of grants moving in.
And that's new money coming into the community, which is great, because that means it helps the community in lots of different ways.
Lots of different ways. You know, teenagers got jobs now.
Yeah.
When you got $350,000 pumping out and it's in our teenagers, that's keeping our high school kids in jobs, off the streets, working every day from 3 to 6, doing something that's going to change their life, working with kids.
And staying out of trouble.
And staying out of trouble, you know. And they got money in their pockets. So
exactly.
Mom and dad's like, hey, I ain't got to give you money. So,
exactly.
You know, I mean, a lot of people don't look at that. In 2020, our new effort in closing is like, we don't want people to look at this as a daycare anymore. We want people to start looking at this as a business. This is something we need. This is something that relieves that our parents can go to work every day. And if they have, you know, no child care, then they got to pay for that. And you're averaging out about $75 a week at the minimal, you know, times four. There you go. Parents almost at $400 a month.
Right.
When it's all said and done, times three kids, you know, and I know they prorate it, but still.
Right. Still,
that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is a lot of money.
In Coffeyville, Kansas. So I'm like, man, we can make this deal work.
And, absolutely.
And pump more money in our community, because the state believes in us. So now I just need to get more individual giving. And I ask in closing, you know, if you know someone that can help us, spread the information, follow us on Facebook, tag individuals in it, get in and see the club, see what we got to offer, because, you know, you may not have it, but you may know somebody out there that say, hey, man, I'll write that check tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Make sure kids are in child care.
All right. Well, Griff, I thank you very much for coming in today, talking about the great things that the Boys and Girls Club of Southeast Kansas, not of Coffeyville, of Southeast Kansas are doing. I appreciate you coming in today, and you guys keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful day.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have Fox News at the top of the hour right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.
Thank you, man.